Good evening. My name is Marco Montiel, and I currently attend Hiram Johnson High School. I have been to 8 different high schools from here to Reno, and the relationships I build with my current teachers and counselors are the best that I have ever experienced since I've been a student. I did not attend Hiram Johnson all 4 years. In fact, I started attending the second semester of my senior year, which is present time. The senior project that I have had to do, I couldn't have done it without my counselors or teachers at Hiram Johnson. Since I started attending the school in the second semester, I was already behind my senior project by a full semester. Because of the deadlines, this school staff helped me with understanding my situation. They each talked to me one-on-one to give me the advice and support I needed. They did not act as teachers and students. They acted as family. Staff members do honestly care about their students. When I would search for advice, each staff that I would ask for help would work with me one-on-one. I would not have been here ready to graduate if it weren't for them. Thank you for your time.
Hi, my name is Leticia Ceballos, and I'm a junior at Hiram Johnson High School. I've been at Johnson since my freshman year. During this time, Johnson's undergone many changes, and while these changes have often been for the best for both the school and the students, Hiram Johnson has immensely improved and now necessitates consistency. Consistency is a stranger to many students at Hiram Johnson, and thus should be a priority for our school. For it is consistency that will ensure our students are instilled with the characteristics required to succeed in not only school but in life. So I ask you to allow our teachers, both old and new, to remain at Johnson, because each and every one of them contribute to our students in many ways. I am a member of both the women's basketball and soccer team, and it is our staff that is so uniquely versatile that manages to support and aid many athletes, such as myself. Whether it be academically or athletically, they are right behind us. These supportive teachers are the reflection of the changes at Johnson, and it is clear to see that their presence is exponentially beneficial to Hiram Johnson's overall success. Thank you.
Hello, fellow members of the Board of Education. My name is Jorge Olivas, junior at Hiram Johnson High School. I am here on behalf of all students at Hiram W. Johnson and all other Priority 1 schools to inform you that we do not find it fair to get rid of the teachers who have helped us make our school a safer and more comfortable learning environment. 3 years ago, our schools were filled with students who were set to low standards. My freshman year at Hiram Johnson was nothing compared to what it is now. Every day seemed to be a world where no one cared what their outcome was after high school. Sadly, I was one of those students. Ever since teachers like Ms. Solomon, Ms. Tran, Ms. McPhail, Ms. Gunning, and all other newly hired teachers set foot in our campus, my life changed. These teachers aren't just employees looking for jobs. They are people who care for us. They have shown me that there is someone who cares about me, that there is someone who cares about where I end up in life. They have shown me that I'm not just a skin color, that I am not just a category, but a being who has a choice, who has the power to become someone successful in life. So on behalf of all the students from Hiram Johnson here tonight, I ask that you do not get rid of our teachers. Thank you for your undivided attention.
If our next 4 speakers can please line up behind the podium, Yana Dalton, Felicia Hill, Mariana Harris, and Fausta Perez.
Did I start? Good evening. My name is Marjorie Lopez, and I am a freshman at Hiram Johnson High School. I'm here on behalf of my staff at Johnson. We students at Hiram Johnson would feel that it will be a gaping hole in our lives if you were to take our staff away. How would you feel if a teacher that has made an impact in your life was just snatched away? My teachers at Hiram Johnson High School have made me be encouraged and succeed in school, and I would like to keep my staff, whether if it was long-term or not. I like my staff, and they make me feel like I'm part of their family. They're like father, daughter, son, or anything. If anything, I would keep them. I feel like I'm succeeding in school because of them. I wake up every morning with the bright idea saying, I'm going to join school today. I'm going to participate. These people here, have you noticed how many kids have come to talk about Hiram Johnson? We care about our staff. We love them. We treat them like family, and I would do anything for them to stay. Thank you for your time.
You know, my name is Yana Dalton. I teach at Johnson. I'm a science teacher. The students come into my classroom relaxed and focused. They're relaxed because they know what to expect. We have the same structures in every single classroom every day. They come in focused because they know we have high expectations of them. We administer benchmark tests 4 times a year that assess student learning, and it's uniformly throughout the school. You know, some say that teaching is a lonely profession. Well, not at Johnson. At Johnson, we not only have consistent department meetings and staff meetings and various trainings, but as a science department, we spontaneously started meeting on Thursdays since about October, just to discuss new strategies, new assignments that we can that were successful in any given classroom. I would like this board to consider to give the Hiram Johnson students the same opportunity of consistency of staff as other more successful schools enjoy. Thank you.
Felicia Hill, what happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat or crust and sugar over like a syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load, or does it explode? The dreams of the students of Father Keith B. Kenney have been deferred for far too many years. In fact, the dreams of the children living in the Oak Park community all know about dreams that dry up and fester like a sore. For me, this March for Justice for Children began during my K through 6 years as a student at Oak Ridge Elementary School. It was then that I watched my mother fight for updated textbooks. This was before the Williams Act. My mother did not wait for Superman. Instead, she wrote a letter to the late Honorable Robert Matsui. As a teacher that not only works at KBK, but as a community member that continues to live in the community, I implore the school board to display the bravery of Robert Matsui and stand up for children. Make good on your promise, putting children first.
Good evening, board members, Superintendent Raymond. I'm Mariana Harris at Father Keith B. Kenney, Site Instructional Coordinator. Father Keith B. Kenney's students are thriving. They're confident and they're happy. They proudly display their academic medals. Parents wear these medals to work as a badge of courage. Students' work is displayed throughout our school, and yes, all of our teachers believe in our students, and they never say, if only we had some different students. And yes, our parents come when we call. Superintendent Raymond has the courage. Principal Gail Johnson has the vision and mission to move the school quietly from a 57-point API deficit to a 117-point victory. I'm here to say that we will not wait. We will not allow our children to have their dreams deferred. I respectfully ask Patrick Kennedy, roll up your sleeves and fight, because as we say in the Oak Park community, we got your back. And to the other members on this board, be brave and keep your promise and put children first.
If our next four speakers can please line up behind the podium, Tywanda Walker-Belton, Terry Brazier, Gail Johnson, and Thomas Harden.
Good evening, boards and members of Superintendent Raymond and members. I'm Fausta Perez. I'm long-term resident of Oak Park, mother of graduation of Father Kippy Kenny, and grandmother of current students of Father K.P. Kenny, Adracela and Carlos, who are with me today. I have been part of Father Kippy Kenny since the school started, so I have history there. We only want the best for the children who attend to our school. I am here today to ask you to support Father Kippy Kenny and current staff who are working hard for students. We have come a long way to the past a few years since to the current principal, Ms. Johnson.
I'm sorry, your time is up.
Okay. Sorry.
Ms. Perez, can we get a copy of your speech, please? Thank you.